On this episode of the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, Ghost Joe and Creepy Ken talk about the infamous Mandela Effect, the history, the lore, the samples, the cutwater. So let's get it started.
Do aliens exist and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I am Ghost Joe.
And I'm Creepy Ken.
What's going on, everybody? I like that. We have an awesome show for you tonight. This whole show is going to be all about something that's always interested me. I mean, not for a long time, because it's only been around for, you know, a few years. We're going to get into that. The Mandela Effect.
Yeah, Mandela Effect. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, whether you believe it or whether you don't, it's really creepy how some of these things, like, you really remember some of this stuff and you're like, what? You know?
It messes with your mind, man. It really does. That's the biggest thing about it, is it screws with your mind so much.
Yeah. You know, and I've actually delved into the Mandela Effect a few times into my podcast. I've delved into it a little bit, but I've never actually went too deep, you know, basically just like over the clothes type stuff.
That's what he said. She said, wait, who said that? Which one?
Just over the clothes type stuff. I've never actually had this experience with another co-host, so I'm a little bit nervous, but, you know, a little bit excited at the same time, Ken.
I like it when it's dry.
See, maybe these cut orders are working. Anyway, guys. So the Mandela Effect, it's a phenomenon, obviously. I mean, if you guys don't know about it, what it is when large groups of people, I'm talking like millions of people, remember something from the past. And now you're looking at it and it's different. And you're like, what the hell happened? How is that? And then you talk to somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, that definitely happened. What are you talking about? And then you go and look and everything seems like it's changed. And you're like, well, what's going on here?
It isn't like when your wife goes and gets her hair done and you don't notice it. And she says, well, I had blonde hair and now it's red. And you're like, you did? That's not a Mandela effect. That doesn't count.
No. That's not it. That's just, you know, the I'm sleeping on the couch effect.
That's being a guy effect is what that is.
That's true. That's true. You know, I have to put a reminder on my phone. Like when my wife is like, oh, I'm going to go to the hairdresser. I'm like, all right, let me put that in my reminder. When are you going? Okay. All right, cool. Cool. So now it reminds me. I'm like, oh, your hair looks great tonight, honey.
I forgot our anniversary was last Saturday. No. And I forget, first time ever, dude.
No, you didn't.
I forgot, dude. And I woke up Saturday morning and I came out and there's these gifts on the, on the table and a card. And I'm like, what are these for?
Oh no.
And I walked outside and she goes, happy anniversary. And I'm like, oh, just, I'm going back to bed. Like I'm going back to bed, man, because that's not good, man. It's, I don't know. What am I thinking, dude? Yeah. I've been punched in the head a lot. So when I forget stuff, that was hot, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You throw me off track.
Damn, these are working.
You're licking that cut water like it's
not even halfway through my second one.
Well, keep going. I like it.
I don't feel comfortable anymore. I don't think I want to drink them now.
Oh, stop me mid-sentence. I don't even remember what I was talking about anymore.
So are you still, is she still not talking to you after that or?
No. We were fine. We went out to dinner. Oh, okay. And I went out. We worked all day that day. We're extending our driveway. So, before we went out to dinner, she went and got a shower and I ran to the store and got her roses. And then, you know, I got her a couple of things, tried to make up for it.
You got to do like the sitcom thing. Like, of course I remember, honey. You just wait until later.
That never worked. It doesn't work in the sitcoms either.
No, it didn't. But it was funny in the sitcoms, though.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
Hey, there's,
yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we can't start getting off track before we even start the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we railroaded that one. We went a little
crazy. I think it was all right. So we were talking about the Mandela effect. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
So the Mandela effect was actually coined by Fiona Broom in 2009 after she discovered that many people, herself included, remembered Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. Now, see, I'm not a history guy. I thought I remembered that. I'm like, didn't that old dude die? I mean, obviously I didn't know when, but I'm like, no, that I remember that. Like, that dude definitely died, you know? But technically, he was released in prison in 1990, and he didn't die until 2013.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because I sort of remember him dying in prison too, but I think I was so young that I probably didn't pay enough attention to it at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people attribute this to, you know, false memory or mass false memories and all this kinds of stuff. But there are many, many theories behind it. If you want to start off too, Ken, go ahead. If you want to.
Yeah. I mean, you got like the multiverse theory and, it's kind of rooted in quantum physics. It has to do with string theory. We've touched on that before. Suggest the existence of multiple universes. And sometimes in string theory, just take it as you got like 100 shoelaces, and each one of those shoelaces are different universes, okay, in the multiverse. And sometimes those get tied in a knot and get twisted and lines cross. And when lines cross, then one existence goes into another, the multiverse theory. Hmm.
My favorite theory is actually the May 5th, 2000 theory. Because I remember May 5th, 2000. And I remember them saying, oh, the world's going to end on May 5th, 2000. The world's going to end on May 5th, 2000. I was 19 years old, and everybody's talking about how the world's going to end on May 5th, 2000. And you're like, get out of here. And, you're still kind of like, oh, is it really going to end? And then it didn't. Right? Or so they want you to believe.
That was the Mayan calendar, right? It had to do with the Mayan calendar?
Yes. Okay. But what the theory is about is that people are saying that May 5th, 2000, that the world actually did end, and that the government tried to save it, or that the powers that be tried to save it. And now that the world actually did end, we're actually supposedly living in a simulation where things are slightly off, that they didn't get everything correct. Kind of like how AI messes things up where, like you ask for a picture and like they give you like a picture of a dude with three arms or, 18 fingers or something. It's sort of there, but not quite, That's kind of my favorite one because I'm like, well, that's just awesome,
Well, I love simulation theory to begin with. And, there is a lot of science out there right now, cold hard science to back up the fact that simulation theory could be real. I mean, think about it. Like, our bodies are made up of DNA, right? DNA is essentially a binary code of our body. It's made up of numbers and binary code, literal binary code. Everything on the face of this earth is made of binary code. Anything that exists, which is absolutely crazy. And our computers, the way we program them are with binary code. So it's insane to think about.
That's why, I mean, not only because, he's a beefcake, but, that's why the Matrix was always so good. That's why the Matrix was so big, because it that's what it's about, living in a simulation. And they even show him showing things and, ones and zeros, the binary code and stuff. Just to expand on it a little bit more, the simulation hypothesis, it was proposed by philosopher Nick Bostrom in 2003. Sure. And it was supported by thinkers like Elon Musk and MIT's Rizwan Virk. And, of course, like I said, the Matrix had popularized it and stuff. And with the May 5th, 2000 apocalypse theory, that was actually based on a Richard W. Noon book called 5-5-2000, The Ultimate Disaster. And it predicted a planetary alignment that would cause polar ice caps to melt, flooding Earth. And yeah, so, but here's a fun fact about it is that the alignment actually did occur, but supposedly there were no catastrophic events that were recorded.
Well, would we remember if they did happen?
I guess not. I guess not. You know, maybe there's some people out there that do remember it. You know, maybe that's why this theory actually exists.
Maybe.
You know, because why?
Let's jump into the Ken theory.
What's the Ken theory?
All right. The real reason why the world ended on May 5th,
right,
2000, sure, is because all these asshole Star Wars fans out there that say, May the 4th be with you. And God just said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done. We're shutting it down. Finished.
Yeah. You know what? And hats off to you, sir, because I'm, you know, not saying anything. I'm not a Star Trek guy. I'm just not a Star Wars guy. I can't say I'm not a Star Wars guy. I'm not a long movie kind of guy. Just get to it, man. Like, I don't need a 3-hour movie.
Jumped around too much for me, man. You start in the middle of the series, go to the last one, go to the first one. Like, how in the hell are you supposed to keep up with
right.
that?
I'm just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, kind of guy. Yeah. Well, that didn't come out right. But you know what? And that either. But you know what?
Yeah, you're digging.
I'm, sure. Oh, these cut water.
Drink another cut water.
Anyway, so let's get into it. Let's get into some of these Mandela effects, shall we?
Let's do it.
Mentioned Star Wars. So let's start with the Star Wars one. That's a big one.
Which one? Because there's a couple.
All right, well, let's start with the big one. The Luke, I am your father.
Right. That blows my mind because everybody knows it.
Or was it? Was it? No. It supposedly it was, no, I am your father. Not Luke, I am your father.
I don't believe that one.
And that one's crazy too, man, because even James Earl Jones misquoted it in interviews. And it was Luke, I am your father. And James Earl Jones is freaking Darth Vader. Like, I mean, he said the lines. So how?
And that's some of this Mandela effect thing is going on our theories there are the specklings of all these residuals of how it used to be with how it is fits into those theories. Like there were a couple of these that even like movies that were made and then remade, the remakes were messed up. They weren't right. They were the other way. Like they got them wrong. Like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a minute. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay, so what are the other Star Wars ones that you know about?
C-3PO. C-3PO, which one is his name? I don't know which one.
That C-3PO.
Robots. Yeah, what color was that dude?
He was the gold guy.
Yeah, all gold?
Yeah, of course.
No, he had a silver leg, bro.
No, he did not.
He had a silver leg. Look it up.
Get right out of town.
No, man, a silver leg. Like, they must have got that at a junkyard.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because he's all gold. Why be silver?
Yeah, that's odd.
It is, man. I never noticed that.
I mean, like I said, I'm not a Star Wars guy, so I can't really say. If anybody is a Star Wars person out there, was there ever a point in any of the movies where they kind of mentioned that? Or like they like, oh, well, you know, oh, his leg looks like that because of this? Or like, I mean, because I feel like if there was a silver leg, like that would have been sort of addressed somewhere.
Or questioned at least.
Right. Right. You know, so that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
You know, another big movie thing or story thing is the mirror, mirror on the wall from Snow White.
Oh yeah.
And, but actually the line is magic mirror on the wall.
That's BS too.
Everybody says mirror, mirror on the wall. I mean, yep. Wherever you go, it's mirror, mirror on the wall.
It is.
What the hell? Right. How did that get changed?
Blows my mind, man. It really does blow my mind.
Now, somebody actually had brought one of my coworkers that actually brought something to my attention. Right. Now, another one that is a huge one, another big Mandela effect is the Monopoly guy, you know, Monopoly guy with the top hat and the cane and the monocle. Or, yep. Well, he did have a monocle. Or did he? I remember him with monocle.
Me too.
But now, my coworker had said, you know, he goes, I remember a cartoon or a commercial with him with a monocle. I said, you know, maybe that's where some things get mixed up too. Mm-hmm. Maybe like these commercials, maybe they had, you know, the Monopoly guy on Saturday Night Live with a monocle. Everybody remembers is that skit instead of the actual thing.
Because it was more popular and more viewed than the actual, nobody was paying attention. That's a good theory. And I thought about that too. With a couple of these, I'm like, you know what? It could have been portrayed in like a parody type of way on something. Right. And that's just how you remember it, because that parody or whatever it is that you watched or listened to said it wrong. And it was so popular that that's what stuck in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, another big thing with Monopoly, everybody remembers the Monopoly, you know, McDonald's game. Maybe he had a monocle with that, ooh, you know, and we attribute it to that instead of the actual game, you know? So, I mean, it could be a whole bunch of things. You know, it's more fun to think that there's a Mandela effect. So we're just going to keep moving, you know, and keep talking about these Mandela effects, you know, but because there's a lot of weird ones anyway. Like the magic mirror on the wall really threw me, because I'm like, no, it was always mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, because magic mirror on the wall just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. You know what the one gets me all the time is?
What's that?
We Are the Champions.
You know what, though? I do kind of remember it being without the of the world.
Every time that song comes on, both my wife and I scream it at the end because we know it was there.
So in the Live Aid performance, he does say of the world. And in some of the very, very famous live versions, he does say of the world at the end. But in the song, I remember as a kid singing that song and then like being like, of the world, man, of the world. Why do you leave it like that? Why do you not finish the phrase? So I don't know if that's me just kind of remembering the old way or just me. I don't know, but I kind of remember it always ending there because it's almost, I forget what they call it in music. Maybe somebody could tell us that too. I always remember something like where it's like this. Me and one of my old friends used to talk about this one part where, you know, you would play this one part on the guitar, right? And if you finish off like a phrase with a D chord, it doesn't resolve. Like it doesn't resolve the melody. You know, so you'd have to put like another chord after that, because like a D chord is like a leading chord, you know, like it almost gets you there. It's like the last step before it finishes off. We're saying a lot of innuendos.
You and your D chords and finishing off.
And I don't know what's going on tonight. These cut orders are really good though. You know, but I feel like, you know, like that We Are the Champions. Just, you're like, come on, man. Why don't you finish it? You know, so I don't know that. But that one is weird though. Because, I mean, Queen was for me at least, Queen is one of the greatest rock bands of all time. I love.
Oh yeah. Freddie Mercury is the greatest rock and roll frontman in history.
Hands down. Without a doubt. There's nobody better than that guy.
No.
I don't care what anybody.
No. Me either.
I love the Beatles. I love Freddie Mercury is the absolute greatest frontman of all time ever.
Agreed.
And listen, I love Ozzy Osbourne to death, but even Ozzy would probably say, no, Freddie Mercury was freaking insane. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I and that's what gets me too. I'm like, they're such a talented band. Like, why wouldn't they finish it off? Unless they wanted to kind of tease people. It could be that too. Well, I mean, I don't know. Has anybody even ever asked them about it? I'm sure there's probably an interview where somebody must have asked them.
There has to be, man.
Maybe we'll have to look into that. Or if anybody knows, 845-600-0744. Let us know about it. Or ghostjoeny@gmail.com. And we have some new stuff that's going on too. I mean, at this point, by the time you guys listen to this, it's going to be out for a little while. But you got to check out something new. Ken, you want to talk to them about that?
Sure. So we now have a website. And you can check it out. It's live, ready to go. It's warpedrealityparanormal.com.
We have blogs that accompany each one of our podcast episodes starting this season. We have a share your encounter section where you can go on and fill out a nice little form there. We don't keep any of your email records. We don't even see them if you don't want us to. You can just simply type in the box and put your story in, and it sends it right to our email, completely anonymous. We have a whole section with our latest episodes. So it has like the last 150, I think, episodes that we've done on there, something like that.
Nice.
So you can listen to the show right there, which is really cool. We have a paranormal news section on there where you can find all of the latest paranormal news right there on our website. So if you ever get a hunkering to find out what's going on in the news, we got it right there on our website. We have a videos section. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said that's where I go for my news.
Yeah, me too now, man.
Absolutely.
We have a videos section that updates with all of our latest TikTok videos, our little excerpts that we put out there. Makes it really nice. There's also a contact page which has every single contact that you could ever get for us, just in case you feel like you need to ask Joe how that cutwater really tastes. And you can just email him right there. And then, you know, there's a little about us section, but the really cool thing is it has all the links to all our shows, every one of our links on there, all of our social media links. And the blogs are really cool. So they're a little different than the podcast episode. We kind of dive deeper, but they accompany each podcast episode. So you get a little bit more information out of the blog than you do out of the podcast episode. But you also get a little bit more information out of the podcast episode than you get out of the blog. So if you read the blog and then listen to the podcast, they kind of go hand in hand. You know, it's pretty perfect.
Nice. Nice.
Yep, so that's warpedrealityparanormal.com. Check it out, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And definitely, if you have a paranormal experience, leave it on there as well. You could even check it out, and you could put, you don't have to put your name or anything you really don't want to. So let's see. What other Mandela effects do you got, man? What are your favorites?
There's so many of them that, like, there were a couple that I found that I wasn't familiar with, like, for instance, the location of New Zealand. This is a big Mandela effect that's hotly debated. Have you heard this one?
No, I've never heard that one. It's near Australia, right?
Well, yeah, some people remember it being like northeast instead of southeast of Australia. Listen, man, that's all news to me because I actually thought New Zealand was in Australia. So they have the same accent, don't they?
See, I never knew. I never thought that it was in Australia. I knew it was kind of near it. I mean, I don't really know directions that well. I always get lost. And the only reason why I knew there was something different was from the movie Point Break.
Oh man, when, I've seen that forever.
But it was such a good movie.
Yeah. Didn't they remake that?
Yeah, I didn't even watch that, man. How correct something with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Honestly. You know, and at the end, Keanu Reeves, you know, Patrick Swayze is like, well, what are you going to do? Am I going to paddle off to New Zealand? You know, so like, I'm like, oh, New Zealand, where the hell is that? Yeah. You know, I'm like, that's when I kind of looked it up. But honestly, when I was doing digging into this episode, I found one that I never heard before. And I'm like, no, this is definitely, because I remember this in the freaking movie and I know that this is true. So how could this not be? This has got to be true. Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember that because I used to, you know, replay this part a lot, you know, just, you know, because I like the song. You know, that's why.
Yeah. Right. But, sure.
You know, but the memory is that when he's doing that little dance scene in his shirt and, you know, nothing else, he had sunglasses on.
Yep.
But in reality, there were no sunglasses. And I could swear I remember him with the sunglasses. I remember him like, you know, like sliding into the frame or whatever and taking the sunglasses and like throwing them like Michael Jackson used to do with his hat.
Yep.
You know, and they're saying that there were no sunglasses. That really bugs me out.
You know, I saw that one too. And I started thinking about that. And I remember it with the glasses as well, but here's the problem with that one that I have. It's one of those that have How many times has that scene been reenacted in commercials, in TV shows, in movies, other movies? I mean, wasn't it Home Alone? He did that. Macaulay Culkin did that in Home Alone.
I think that would have been kind of illegal, but
no, I think that he did at one point, but he had the sunglasses on. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Man.
Well, I know they did it in, I think they definitely did it in a couple movies.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. And they always had the sunglasses.
Yep.
And you know what? Here's another fun fact. Halloween costumes have the freaking sunglasses.
Ah, nice.
So what the hell, man? How is that possible?
I don't know, man.
That's one I never actually heard before until I was doing research for this. I'm like, that's crazy.
Dude, there are a bunch of crazy ones that I found that I'm like, how?
You know, there's some that I'm like, all right, well, I don't really know, like, Pikachu's tail.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Tip. I kind of do remember having a black tip, but I was never really a big, like,
black,
you know,
tip
anime.
Guy. Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, but. No, but in reality, his tail is...
Okay. Woo, I need a drink now.
Yeah. You know, cut water.
Man, I think our problem is that we started this after too many cut waters and...
It's only the second one. 13% in one can, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what she said? 13% in one can. Okay, that I'm stretching.
I don't know what that is. So I don't know, man. Some of these are just crazy. I mean, there were also a lot of cereal and like a lot of brand and logos that I think that's kind of like the majority of these Mandela effects are like the brands and logos. So like if we are.
That we grew up with too, the ones that we grew
like,
up with.
Like living, like if you're living in a simulation, they're just like, they're not gonna remember that crap. You know?
Right. Yeah, you got Captain Crunch, right?
It was That's always one. Captain Crunch. I don't know what they're talking about, but it was Captain.
I think so too. I remember Captain Crunch, not Captain. But I think everybody says it Captain.
No, I remember the apostrophe. I'm an English guy, bro. Like I've always been big into English. I remember the stupid apostrophe in the end.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, come on. How is that? You know? Like,
I don't know. Everybody remembers the captain, though, and I don't. I remember the apostrophe. So we're actually opposite from what the majority of people think.
Wow. What about, you know, my baloney has a first name. It's A-O-S. See, I can't even spell that.
Yeah. Okay, English guy. All right, English guy.
O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. Is M-E-Y-E-R. Is that it?
Who named your baloney? That's what I want to know.
Well, a few people, but...
I mean, if it's got a couple of names, I mean, what's its middle name? Oh.
Anyway.
Cutwater. That's a commercial. That's a plug.
That's it.
Hey, Cutwater, you can sponsor us. That would be okay.
No, but the jingle, I remember it being M-E-Y-E-R. I mean, that's how you say Meyer.
I remember it too.
My grandmother on my mom's side was named Myers. M-E-Y-E-R-S. So how is it M-A-Y-E-R in now?
That's not even Meyer. That's Mayer.
Right. Right. Exactly. So what the hell, man? You know, like just that. And then the other one is the Berenstain Bears.
I hate that one. That one makes me so angry.
It's freaking Berenstain, bro. Like, it's...
Right.
They were Jews, dude.
Do you know how many bad jokes it would have been when we were kids if their names were Berenstain Bears?
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
I mean...
They were Jews. We're getting canceled.
Yeah. We don't even make any money and we're getting canceled. the Fruit of the Loom logo. I had no idea what this thing was called, cornucopia, but apparently the little funnel seashell looking thing is called a cornucopia. And the Fruit of the Loom.
You didn't know that's what it was called?
No, man.
Bro, did you do anything in like the third, second, first grade? Like with like Thanksgiving came around and they're like, oh, the pilgrims came over with cornucopias, or the Indians brought cornucopias full of fruit to the pilgrims. You don't remember that?
No, I grew up in New York City. They don't tell us all that stuff.
Probably true. You guys don't even have turkeys over there in the city.
Actually, Staten Island, where I used to grow up, has numerous turkeys and deer now. So
Oh, the animals or people we talking?
No. See. Yeah, animals. The animals.
Okay.
Okay. And when I moved upstate, getting out of my car for the first time, you know, living in, you know, and there was a freaking turkey next to my car, like just walking on my driveway.
Dude, turkey will kick your ass, dude. Turkeys do not play.
Yeah, I didn't go near that thing, you know?
No, they're huge too, dude.
They are, and it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah. You know what you got to do to them? You got to smoke them for about 4 hours, and then you throw them in the deep fryer for about 40 minutes, and it's the perfect turkey.
So, like, is that like while I'm like running after them?
That's after you pluck the feathers.
Oh. Do I pluck the feathers while they're alive?
Yeah. That's how you do it, man.
I'll try that tomorrow.
Do it. Stick one in your cap.
See, now you're going to. All right, everybody. Our next show is going to be me from the hospital. You're getting attacked by a turkey.
Not the man, not a human turkey.
No, I don't.
The animal turkey.
Human turkey is.
You never called anybody a turkey before? Well, hey, turkey, what are you looking at?
No, only you know, in that old 80s commercial. You know, oh, you don't want to have any of this? No,
you jive turkey.
What are you, a chicken? I'm not a chicken. You're a turkey. You don't remember that commercial? It was like about pot, or whatever. You know, like the kid didn't want to try the pot. And he was getting peer pressured. And they're like, what are you, chicken? And then like it stops, frame stops. And they're like, what would you do if you were in this situation? Let's see what he does. So then it goes back and he goes, I'm not a chicken. You're a turkey. And he told them.
Good one.
And he got out of there.
Good one. That's a way to not get bullied right there.
Yeah, I tried that. And it's...
You got beat up, didn't you?
Yeah, it didn't go over well.
The only drug commercial I remember is, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? I remember that one.
Right.
And then I remember when the dad finds the pot, remember that? And he comes to his kid and he's like, where did you learn this? I learned it from you, dad. I learned it from watching you.
That guy did have an exquisite mustache, though. I remember that perfectly. That the dad had an excellent mustache. He did.
I'm going to have to recheck that out because I missed the mustache.
Oh, if you like mustaches like I do, she would have remembered that one.
I don't even want to ask what's going on with that. Don't even tell me you go riding on mustaches and you do all that because I don't want to hear it.
Cut water. Anyway,
Yeah, we're way off the rails right now.
We are. But we're still getting the what are we talking about again? Mandela effects. We're still getting the Mandela effects in there. there were a few that I didn't really know about. That I'm not really sure about. Did you hear about the Henry VIII? Like I said, I'm not really a history guy, so I don't really.
Yeah. That one gets me too.
That there were, you know, that there was a picture of Henry VIII with a turkey leg. And that there were no such portraits that ever existed of him with the turkey leg.
Dude, I remember seeing that. I remember seeing it with my own eyes.
Really?
Yep. Turkey leg.
Wow. See, there goes turkeys again. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, excuse me. See? Cut water.
Jive turkey.
And then, let's see. What else do we got here?
Oh, I got a couple.
Oh, let me just say this last one and then you could go.
Okay.
All right. Shazam.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I remember Shazam.
Me too.
With Sinbad. Like,
me too.
Come on, bro. Like, there was no way it was not with Sinbad.
I even remember watching that movie.
Yeah. I mean, how is that not? And what they're saying is people are pretty much confused with the movie Kazam and Shaquille O'Neal. Like, no. It was Shazam and it was Sinbad. I remember that one, and I remember watching it when I was a kid.
I remember Kazam came out after that. This is what I remember. I remember Kazam came out after that, and I was like, what a ripoff. Shaquille O'Neal is doing ripoff of Shazam, and I don't like that. Like, I got mad about it. I hate ripoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead, man. You go ahead.
Okay, here's a couple to get me, man. The Ed McMahon and Publishers Clearinghouse. You know this one?
Of course. He was the spokesman of Publishers Clearinghouse.
Right. No, he wasn't.
Of course he was.
Huh? No.
This is Ed McMahon with the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Mm-mm. Ed McMahon was never the sports spokesperson for the company.
He used to knock on people's doors and say, oh.
Mm-hmm. Hand them checks, right? Big checks?
Yeah.
Nope. He never worked for that company. And instead, he worked for a company called American Family Publishers. And he never, ever handed anyone checks.
That's not true. That's,
I know.
That's totally not true.
I agree 100% with you, man. But that's the way history says it is.
Wow. Wow. What else?
Everybody knows. I remember somebody knocking on the door at home one time. Remember my grandma said, I said, who's that? She says, it's probably Ed McMahon dropping me off my check from Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
It wasn't, but you know what I mean? I remember that. Like, It was like a staple, you know?
Yeah, because like, honestly, you never saw him outside of, I mean, we're really reaching now because I don't know how old our core audience is. They're probably around our age if they are, maybe. And if they are, they'll remember The Tonight Show because I remember it as a kid. The only thing you ever knew outside of Ed McMahon with The Tonight Show was those freaking commercials.
Thank you.
That's why like that one bugs me out too, honestly.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
What else you got?
The Flintstones. How do you spell the Flintstones?
Flintstones. F-L. I can't.
I-N-S-T-O-N-E-S, sure. Right? Flintstones. No, man.
Of course
that's
it is.
Not how you spell the Flintstones. That's not even how you say Flintstones. It's the Flintstones.
No, it's not.
Two T's. Yep. F-L-I-N-T-S. T-O-N-E-S. So we've been, not only have we been spelling it wrong, we've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Flintstones. Mm. Meat. See, I don't know. I don't remember that because I was young when I was watching that. So it's kind of hard to remember that a little bit, but yeah, that one's weird.
It is weird.
But then what about the GIF and Jiffy one?
Oh yeah, I remember that too, but I think there's a good explanation for that one.
Me too. Go ahead.
Well, the GIF, I remember, you know, choosy moms choose GIF. That's actually the same pickup line I used on my wife when we met at a grocery store. I was holding GIF and she was looking around and I said, she was looking at the peanut butter and I said, hey, and I picked up the GIF and I was like, choosy moms choose GIF. And that was it. It's a history, all history.
Wow. Wow. That worked. Wow.
Yeah. It's not true. I just made that all up, but
huh.
I would try it. I mean, that's in line with some of my pickup lines for sure. They're really bad.
I mean, you could probably take a punch anyway. So
No, I think that one gets confused with Skippy.
Okay. Okay.
Skippy peanut butter. Right. I think those two. So I think it always was Jif. We just were those two brands. I mean, let's face it. Who really pays attention to the branding on peanut butter. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You had those two that came out about the same time. And,
you know, the thing about the commercials is that it's tough because, you know, when we were growing up, there were so many freaking commercials. Nowadays, you don't have commercials anymore because everything is streaming. You just, you know, bypass them or whatever, you know. So, and now pretty much everything is either like a car commercial or an insurance commercial, you know?
Yeah.
That you don't even see toy commercials anymore. Have you ever seen a toy commercial in the last like 10, 15 years? I haven't.
No, man. But
they don't show that anymore. So, you know, you could be thinking, all right, Jif. And then there was also Jiffy Lube. You
True.
Know, the car place, you know, whatever. So, you know, it's easy to kind of remember that and kind of get confused with that also, you know? So, I mean, it could have been that as well. You also got Febreze. I remember Febreze with two E's.
Me too.
Apparently, it's not. It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
And why would you spell it that way?
Yeah, right. Because that doesn't even spell Febreze. That's like Febrez.
Yeah. Febreze.
Yeah.
My French again. Febreze. You know, I like that French.
And plus, it's Febreze, meaning it's like a breeze of fresh air.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So, like, that's weird, you know?
It is weird. What about the Field of Dreams one? Do you know that one?
No. What's that one?
So, if you build it, they will come?
Yeah.
That isn't what they say.
If you build it, he will come.
Yeah. Look, listen. That's
I kind of remember that also, but I remember, I guess, you know what it is too? It's hard because, you know, if you've watched that movie in the last 15 years or whatever, you're going to hear the new version of that. So,
yeah.
So you don't know, you know, like I kind of remember.
The changed version.
I remember both ways. I do remember if you build it, they will come, meaning the, you know, the people will come to see.
Yeah. So you go both ways on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I go both ways a few times, you know, in a few different situations.
Jesus. Listen, man, all I'm saying about the Field of Dreams thing is I would definitely, remember a Kevin Costner line, especially after the greatest show ever, Yellowstone. I love that show.
Mm. Excellent. I've never seen it.
Yeah, don't watch it. It's terrible. Oh. I was lying. And I'm going to make a lot of people mad, but it really was one of the worst written shows I've ever seen in my life. And basically, it's Sons of Anarchy with cowboy hats, and instead of motorcycles, they have horses. It's the same thing. It's really not good. It's the writing on that show drives it. You have some shows that are so written so well. Okay, Breaking Bad, one of the best written shows on all of television. And then you have Yellowstone, which is like, I don't even understand why people, it got so popular. It's not good, man. I don't know. Anyway, that's my thing.
What about Kit Kat?
Yeah, dude. That one's crazy.
There was definitely a hyphen.
I remember that too.
I remember it was like a squiggly, like a slanted hyphen.
Yep.
A slanted hyphen. You know, I don't know why I'm making that because this is an audio podcast, but you know, it is.
So I thought you were doing the Hitler thing.
No, I haven't had enough cup waters.
Okay. Jeez.
No, but.
Well, we got a whole new audience now. The neo-Nazis love us. Our ratings are going to go through the roof. Jeez. No emails, please. God.
How about Curious George?
Oh, you mean the monkey? I thought you were talking about one of the neo-Nazis. I was so confused. Sorry. I thought you knew one. We're like, hey, well, we're on this. What about Curious George? And I'm like, how curious is he? And is that legal in the Nazi world? I don't know.
Oh, man. We are getting canceled.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
There's a way to get canceled from podcasts. It's happening. Anyway, Curious George, he definitely had a tail. I remember that little bastard swinging around everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
You know, apparently he doesn't have a freaking tail.
I know. It's crazy. You know who actually does have a tail that I didn't realize did?
Who's that?
Mickey Mouse.
He has a tail?
Yeah. He has a tail, man.
Really?
He's always had a tail.
No way.
I don't remember him ever having a tail. You know what else doesn't have?
Wow.
Suspenders.
Oh. Yes, he does.
No. He's just got two buttons in the front. Just two buttons. No suspenders.
He has suspenders.
Nope.
What?
It's crazy, dude.
That's insane.
There are so many of these.
It really is. And like, there used to be this girl, I wish I could kind of shout her out because she was really good. There was this girl on TikTok a couple of years ago that used to do all Mandela effects stuff, and she was awesome. She was really good at it. And you know, she was great at the content, but I think after a while, like, you know, that's kind of one of those subjects that just kind of
fizzles out.
Fades out for a while. Yeah. But she had she had some great content, but she used to tell all about these, you know, Mandela effects, and she was really
good. So many of these are from when we were a kid, which blows me away, but yeah. I guess that fits in the time frame of when everything should have happened.
Right, right. And yeah, I mean, one of them that I thought was kind of silly, I don't know if you ever heard this one. I don't even know if this is like a legit Mandela effect. Because this one is kind of silly, especially coming from somebody that lived in New York City pretty much like almost 40 years of my life, is that the Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. That's a false memory. I always knew it being on Liberty Island. I mean, even as a kid, like I visited the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island. Ellis Island was a separate island that was near Liberty Island that, you know, that all of the legal immigrants would come in and, you know, go to before, you know, checking in to come into America, you know, but apparently that's a Mandela effect as well, that people remember the Statue of Liberty being on Ellis Island.
I think that's an easy one though, because I'm not from New York. I haven't spent a great deal of time in New York. And if you would have told me that the Statue of Liberty is on Ellis Island, I would have been like, okay.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't have known unless, you know, I actually probably thought about it for a little bit and was like, wait, isn't that Liberty Island? But, you know, it isn't something we see every day.
Right, right. And then another one that I didn't know about that really tripped me out was Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, dude.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Yep.
It wasn't that, though. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, which, I mean, mm-hmm. No, there's no way it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yep, I agree. And you know what's even worse about that?
What's that?
The remake with Tom Hanks, they screwed it up in the remake. They did it if it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Wow. See? See? Yeah.
So they screwed it up too.
And actually, the misquote, the supposed misquote, is actually grammatically correct compared to the other
one. Really? Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's just some weird things that are going on. What are your theories behind it? What do you think it might be? I mean, some of them definitely feel like maybe they were, you know, we just kind of remember them differently, or like we said, you know, it could have happened in a commercial or in a skit or something like that. And, you know, just kind of ran with it, you know. But what do you think, you know, because some of these are just too insane.
Yeah, they're crazy. Like, I got a couple, man, I want to get out there.
Go for it.
Okay. And there's a couple that are really weird. All right. So what about the Mona Lisa one? That's a big one. Where people think that she used to have a more obvious smile. Do you remember her having an obvious smile or a non, like a kind of a dry smile?
I kind of remember having a smile where she's like, you don't know what I'm wearing under this robe kind of smile. Like, you know, like a smirky kind of, you know, like, you know.
So as a kid and a kind of an art nerd,
right.
When I was growing up, we had, you know, a fake Mona Lisa, of course, hanging in there. I don't even know why. But I think everybody did at that time. And I always thought she was so weird looking, like super strange, man. So I like took note, and I study people anyway, people's looks. I'm a weirdo. My wife yells at me all the time for it. She's like, stop, stop. And I'm like, I can't, but I do. So I studied it because I didn't understand why people loved this painting so much and why it was worth so much money. And why people were like, God, she was so beautiful. Because I always thought she looked like a bitch. And she is not good looking. Like, you know what I mean? She always looked like a bitch. So I don't remember her having a smile anyhow. I'm like, why would somebody paint this bitch? Like, why?
Well, now you've upset the Lisa family. I don't know.
Was that her last name? I don't know either.
I don't know. Two Cutwaters is my limit, though.
Oh, it's got you. You passed the challenge, though.
I guess I did.
Okay, so Scooby-Doo.
What about?
Did you hear the one on Scooby-Doo?
I may have in the past, but what? Tell me about it.
You remember Shaggy having big Adam's apple in his throat?
Yeah, of course.
He didn't. He never had an Adam's apple.
So he was a female?
I guess. That one messed me up, man, because I remember him having a big Adam's apple.
Huh.
A lot of these are just silly, but they're ones that they stick in my craw because, like, I remember them a certain way. You know what I mean? There's one on here that's really dumb that I found out there. E.T., classic line. E.T.'s most classic line. What is it?
E.T. phone home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People remember that as E.T. home phone.
So he said home phone in the beginning. He does. Because I actually watched it maybe a year ago. I showed my kids. And
it's a good movie.
I cry like a baby at the end of that, man. P-U-S-S-Y. Anyway.
No, man. That movie gets me, too.
I cry like a baby at the end of that. That's one of those movies like I can't watch without crying like a, you know. And, but no, he says home phone in the beginning. And then Elliot kind of fixes it. And he's like, wait, home phone. And then
maybe E.T. Maybe people are getting it from.
And then E.T. says it after that. So he does actually say home phone at first. And they kind of like, you know, Elliot like kind of realizes what he said. And I remember that specifically from the movie because that was one of my favorite movies as a kid. I remember even seeing that in the movie theater.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, and actually it's funny too, because my oldest wants to be an actress now. So she's, yeah. So, you nice. Know, we're trying to help her out with this stuff. And, I told her, I don't know if you've ever seen this. You should definitely check this out if you like E.T. There's a video. I can't think of the dude's name now. It's terrible. But the guy that plays Elliot, there's a video on YouTube of his audition for E.T. And it's freaking amazing, man. Like this kid was young.
He's good.
And he's saying these lines and he's crying on command. Like he's crying and like... It's when like, you know, E.T. was getting taken away by the government and he's like crying, saying like, no, you can't take him. You can't. And tears are rolling down his face. Like, I'm like, wow, this is freaking amazing. And then at the end, as soon as he's done with the audition, you hear, I guess it was probably Steven Spielberg say, all right, kid, you got the job. Yeah. Like, damn, that kid was good.
Yeah.
Like to be able to cry on demand like that. I mean, he like tears were streaming down his face. Like, oh my God, that kid is amazing. It's amazing that he didn't do more, you know, a lot more acting
after
that.
Yeah.
Cause that was incredible.
What about Smokey the Bear, man?
What about him?
Does that sound right? Smokey the Bear?
Yeah, of course.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Smokey Bear.
No, it's not. It's Smokey the Bear.
No, not according to history, it's Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. I remember. Because only you can prevent foreskin fires. I remember that.
You did just say foreskin, didn't you? Or like,
I was testing your cut water abilities.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm not completely gone. Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely was Smokey the Bear. It had to have been.
Yeah.
Because why be Smokey Bear?
I agree.
Like, what does that mean?
That's Smokey, just dumb. It doesn't sound right.
His name is Smokey, and he's a bear.
Right.
He's Smokey the Bear.
Like Yogi the Bear. You don't just say Yogi. Wait, is it Yogi Bear?
No, it's Yogi bear. The Bear now. It is Yogi.
Bear Boo? Yeah, it is Yogi Bear.
Yeah, he's Yogi Bear.
You want to go to my picnic basket?
Yeah. Cut water. Anyway, yeah. No, but yeah, no, it was definitely Smokey the Bear. I mean, like these things are just so strange, you know, that, and it's funny because it's a lot of it's pop culture stuff. You wonder if there's other things that were changed that we don't know about or that, you know, if it was whatever, I mean, but let's face it, like the American government isn't going to control the entire world like that, but if it was some kind of thing, some kind of power that did this, you know, there's got to be other things that were changed that we'll never know about.
Agree. Well, people have seen stuff in the Bible and seen things like that are crazy, you know. And there are some really, really weird ones out there as far as these go.
for instance, I think this one's one of the dumbest ones. Chartreuse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. People think it's pink or a red color when it's actually green. I don't know, man, because I thought chartreuse was something that you accidentally did in your pants when you thought you had to fart. I thought, oops, I just chartreuded my pants.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, too.
It sounds right. It sounds better than a color. Who the hell names a color chartreuse?
That's true. That's true.
I wonder how many people out there are named chartreuse. There has to be people out there named chartreuse.
That's terrible. You're a monster.
I guarantee you there are people out there named that. I knew a kid named, true story.
Okay.
I'm going off. I knew a woman that named her kid. Now, her last name was King.
Okay.
She named her kid Nosmo. Last minute. Do you know why?
Why is that?
She didn't have a name for this kid. Okay. And she's laying in the hospital bed. And she sees out in the hallway the no smoking sign and notices it says King. So she decided to name her kid Nosmo.
Wow.
Yeah. Nosmo King.
Wow. This
damn kid is walking. His name is Nosmo. Cool name until you find out what it means, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost reminds me of Cosmo, like Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
crazy,
isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I'd like to be friends with Nosmo. That's I kind of dig that name. That's all right.
The
Nosmo.
Mandela effect would work its magic on people's dumb names. That's what I wish. Hey, well, your name's Nosmo. No, it's Ted. Oh shit! When did this happen? There's no way. I remember you being Nosmo.
So, I mean, there's another one that's weird that I don't really. I guess I probably don't care enough to really know about this, but apparently people are saying that Leonardo DiCaprio had won an Oscar before 2016 and that his first win was actually for The Revenant in 2016.
I don't see it that way. I remember him winning his first one. He was always up for nominations, but never got them because it was a big story that he had never gotten one. And that, let's face it. I mean, he probably should have gotten one before that. He probably should have gotten one for What's Eating Gilbert Grape because he was fantastic in that movie, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He was excellent in that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's like my oldest son is like a spitting image of him and it's crazy. And he was all the way up through. So when he was about 13 years old, he looked like the kid from Arnie. And we used to make fun of him and call him Arnie all the time. And he had the same haircut and everything. And we'd walk around and go, "Hey, Arnie." And he'd get so mad at us. It was great. We still call him that every once in a while.
That's crazy.
It's fun.
So, let's talk about this, guys. If you have any, favorite Mandela effects that we haven't mentioned, let us know about it. You could tell us on the warpedrealityparanormal.com. Let us know there, 845-600-0744. You could email us. Check out the website for our email addresses for that too. And let us know what your favorite is and what you think about these. Which theory do you guys, subscribe to? Do you subscribe to the simulation theory or do you think that, it's mass remembering wrong? I don't know what you call it.
Misremember.
Oh, I like that. Misremembering. Yes.
Misremembering.
I
remember her. She won the misremembering contest. She spelled all her words right and had that pretty dress on. Misremembering.
Ah, yes. Yes. I remember that as well.
Nobody else does. So that's our Mandela effect, I guess.
That's it. So if you don't have any more, let's, we can wrap this up if you want.
All right. Let's do it, man.
All right, man. So yeah, that's going to do it for us, everybody. And, we really appreciate you tuning in. Definitely check out the website, warpedrealityparanormal.com. Check out all of our other awesome stuff, TikTok, Instagram, the Facebook groups and all that stuff.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Please definitely check out the YouTube, subscribe and all that stuff. We're always putting out content and really cool TikToks and YouTube shorts and everything. And we have a lot more to come. We also have a few things coming up soon too that we're definitely going to be given out pretty shortly as well. So yeah. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Paranormal Podcast, and thank you to all of my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, please check out our show notes for all social media links of this show and some of our friends. The Warp Reality Paranormal Podcast, uncovering the unseen.